Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is September the 20th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Joel chapters 1 to 3. God's promise to pour out His Spirit upon us. We read in Joel chapter 2 verses 28 and 29 like this. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my Spirit in those days. This is a prophecy for which Joel has become most famous in modern days. This prophecy must be considered in the light of its context and in the light of his New Testament usage. After describing the physical blessings that would come upon his generation if they would repent, Joel describes the spiritual blessings that God will bestow upon His people in the future. This passage was quoted by Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost to explain the miracle of speaking in tongues. Some Bible scholars suggest that Joel's prophecy was partially fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. The gift of the Holy Spirit was given, but the signs mentioned in verses 30 to 32 will be fulfilled later in connection with the return of Christ in greater glory. We need to note that the words pour out is derived from the imagery of Israel's heavy winter rains. It speaks here of abundant provision. All flesh anticipates the inclusion of both Jews and Gentile in one body in Christ. The ministries of the Spirit mentioned here were experienced in the early church. The outpouring of the Spirit and the ministries done through His power will be accomplished without regard to gender, age, or class. Christians are now experiencing the Holy Spirit in fulfillment of Joel's promise. However, the prophet also describes other events associated with the day of the Lord, which it appeared will not have their ultimate fulfillment until the end times. The only condition throughout Joel's prophecies is true repentance to the Lord, which involves turning from sin on one hand and trusting by faith on the other. The Old Testament emphasizes repentance or turning, and the New Testament emphasizes faith or trusting. Repentance and faith are inseparable. That is why repentance results in turning to the Lord with all one's heart. Let us remember the words of Apostle Peter in Acts chapter 2 verses 38 and 39. Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call.